Martha Cooley's 1998 debut novel, The Archivist, was an improbable bestseller. It imaginatively delved into the emotional life of the poet T.S. Eliot. Cooley has just published her second novel, 33 Swoons, which our book critic Maureen Corrigan says is also an unexpected mixture of fact and fiction, memory and desire.
Many years ago, I had the perfect low-to-high culture night out in New York City, one that began with dinner in a greasy spoon coffee shop and ended with listening to Bobby Short at the Carlyle Hotel. The highlight of that evening, though, was seeing the British actress Fiona Shaw in a one-woman performance of T.S. Eliot's poem, The Wasteland. It was staged in a derelict theater in Times Square. Bare light bulbs hung from the ceiling, and beautifully dressed theatergoers who felt the call of nature had to resort to porta-potties out on the sidewalk. In this ideal post-apocalyptic setting, Shaw made me experience The Wasteland for the first time as a deeply emotional work of art. After years of studying the poem and teaching it as an intellectual jigsaw puzzle, I felt it for the first time, felt the desperation in all those voices trying to hold their splintering world together. In her best-selling debut novel, The Archivist, Martha Cooley worked much the same revelatory magic on T.S. Eliot himself. Without diminishing his identity as an intellectual, Cooley brought to the fore an Eliot who was a man of feeling. Cooley's intricately plotted novel itself appealed both to readers' brains and hearts. Now Cooley has just published her second novel, called 33 Swoons, and though it doesn't quite evade the dreaded curse of the second book, it's still a really intriguing novel. I probably sound like I'm damning 33 Swoons with faint praise, but I don't mean to. Even a mildly flawed novel, like this one by Cooley, is worth reading, because unlike so many of her literary contemporaries, Cooley has mastered the art of folding historical figures into her fiction without making the final product feel gimmicky or cannibalistic. Cooley's sweep in 33 Swoons is every bit as ambitious as it was in her debut. The plot roams from the Russian Revolution to contemporary life in New York, with layovers in the Paris of the 20s thrown in. A rough summary of the story goes like this. A 50-ish divorced woman named Camilla Archer, who owns a theater memorabilia shop in New York, is reeling from the sudden death of her older cousin, Eve. After Eve's death, Camilla begins having strange dreams about her father, Jordan, another family member who, like Eve, was intensely erotic yet emotionally distant. Also starring in these dreams is the real-life figure of Sviatoslav Mayerhold, a famous Russian theater director who was murdered during Stalin's reign of terror. The disturbing dreams are in fact conjured up by Mayerhold's doppelganger, a kind of provocative shadow spirit who's decided to burrow into Camilla's dream world because of her theatrical background and because Jordan, who traveled the globe inventing rare perfumes, once met Mayerhold. Besides, this devilish sprite explains, Camilla needs some serious scaring out of her soft cocoon of a life. That's just the bare bones of Cooley's plot, and her language throughout is every bit as haunting as her premise. Here, for instance, is how Camilla describes her father's profound understanding of the power of scent. My father's perfumes melded coolness and warmth, elegance and carnality. For Jordan, perfume was more than anything else an acknowledgement of impermanence. Fragrance is time-bound. It ends in decay. Rather than attempting to deny or overcome this reality, Jordan found ways of exploiting it. He orchestrated his fragrance's lifespans like beautifully shaped musical compositions. Magically mobile, they registered in the mind like a dream. Perfume, whether it be the expensive stuff or the drugstore variety, gives me a headache. I haven't worn it in years. But Cooley's sensual meditations made me want to pop a preemptive migraine pill and douse myself in Chanel. Indeed, her descriptive powers are spellbinding, but occasionally that spell is broken by irritants having to do with plot or character development. For instance, it feels like foul play when Cooley withholds information from readers, information that's common knowledge to her characters and crucial to the epiphany of the novel. Also, Camilla, the Prufrockian main character who needs a supernatural shove into the active life, doesn't seem sufficiently different from a lot of the other characters here, who also sit around and brood a lot. 33 Swoons is perhaps itself not swoon-inducing. Rather, like a very fine but not superb perfume concocted by Jordan, it fascinates, troubles, and faintly lingers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed 33 Swoons by Martha Cooley.